How much have you enjoyed the Aegon Surbiton Trophy?
Yeah, loads. I mean, I've played some good matches. I had a very good match against Lucy Brown and also another very good match against Vitalia Dyachenko. And I mean, it's been tough conditions for all the players. It's been very windy, but it's also very good preparation for the, you know, Wimbledon. And I think, yeah, it's great to get matches on grass.
It's great that they've extended the grass court season and you get a chance to get on a surface that you don't play too much, do you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very, very short period of the tennis world. And I think it's great that, you know, especially for the Brits, to get more grass play and, yeah, a lot more chances for us.
Is it quite nice you all being in the one place at one time?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to see all familiar faces. We've all grown up together and we've all kind of, you know, known each other since a young age. So, yeah, it's really nice to sort of be in the same place at the same time.
Now, let's talk about your singles yesterday. An incredibly tight match. I saw you afterwards and didn't bother you. How much did that hurt?
I mean, every loss hurts in its own way. I think for me, the only thing I can do is take positives out of it. I've had a very tough season in terms of results, and you know, knowing that, you know, she's top 100 and being able to be close with her, I'm starting to get back to where I want to be and where I want to be competing at.
Is a three-set loss better than a two-set loss in a way?
I think no loss is nice, but obviously, you know, again, taking away positives, I played well and I pushed her to you know, to limits and I had chances, and I think that's really important, and, you know, definitely taking that positives and stuff like that.
Are you the kind of player that goes back over individual points and individual moments?
I think everyone does it in their own way. I don't think I'd go over individual points. I think as a match entirety, I played well, and that's the one thing that I'm going to take away from it.
What's the rest of the grass court season look like?
I think I'm going to play Ilkley next week, which will also be a few more matches before Wimbledon, which is great. I'm looking forward to Wimbledon. Not sure what's happening with that yet either, but yeah, we can all hope.
What do you mean you're not sure what's happening?
As in, we don't know about wildcards, and you don't know until the last minute, so you kind of just have to prepare as best as you can. And I mean, regardless if I play or not, I've had a great grass court season. So,
are you not in the wildcard playoff? Is that not the system?
I mean, I don't know yet. We don't get told yet until we get told. So it's pretty much like the day before the wildcard playoffs that we get told.
Recently on Twitter, what was it that you tweeted about Serena Williams in the semi-final of the French?
Well, I'm not going to quote anything, but I think my tweet came out quite harsh. I think I wasn't judging her as a player, because obviously she's one of the greatest female players of all time, and I definitely wouldn't take any of that away from her. It's more, for me, sportsmanship, and I feel like that was definitely taking away and distracting Tomea from playing, you know, her match. And obviously Tomea came out and said that it didn't distract her at all, which I think any opponent would say that. It's, you know, it's so tough to come out in a match and not focus on yourself, because that's what you have to do. You have to come out on a match and focus on yourself. But at the same time, it's tough not to focus on your opponent when they're sort of, you know, really putting on a good show for everyone to see that they're ill.
You said that you felt that if she was in that state, she should just retire.
I mean, in some ways, yes. At the same time, I give her complete credit for continuing and fighting through and winning the match, ultimately. But I do think that if you're that ill, the way that she was portraying herself to be, it's not safe to play. But if she wasn't that ill, then there was no need to act that dramatically, if you know what I mean. She could have, you know, been sick, which I don't doubt she's sick. I'm not a doctor. I wouldn't know if she was sick or not. But at the same time, you don't need to come out and show the whole entire world that you're that sick. As a tennis professional or any professional, it's your job to sort of, you know, keep your cards close to you and you know, fight, and which she did. So,
do you think she's the kind of character who will just win at all costs, and that's what happened there?
Of course. I mean, I think, as in that sense, I can't fault her. Like, there is no fault in that whatsoever, and I wouldn't fault any other player if they did that. But at the same time, I do think tennis is a very old-fashioned sport, and I do think there are sportsmanship that you should follow, and she didn't break any rules, so at the same time, she didn't do anything bad. But I do think it's tough. It's really tough, because I've been on both ends. I've been very, very ill, and I've also been on the end of playing someone that was very, very ill or very injured. And it's tough in both senses, because, you know, at the same time, you want you want to make yourself feel better because you feel ill. And yeah, that's, some people deal with it in different ways.
So would you ever find yourself in that situation of playing a match and thinking about other ways that you could win? Possibly the grunting is one that always comes up.
I think no. I think, you know, you come out and it's about tennis. It shouldn't be about how you grunt, how you dress, how you, you know, you can dress in your own way. It shouldn't, as long as it doesn't affect your opponent. I don't think you should be playing games with your opponent. You know, your tennis should be doing enough of the talking. And she does do enough talking with her tennis. She doesn't. That's the thing for me. I just felt she didn't need to do that.
What did Laura Robson say to you on Twitter?
I think she thought that my tweet was harsh towards her. I think if I explained my tweet to most people, they'd understand it, and they sort of see it as, okay, I wasn't slamming her in the fact that she's a bad person, or she wasn't ill, or she's a pathetic. Like that's nothing to do with that. It was more the fact that she comes out on court, and I feel as a player, and I feel like if I was playing against someone, that's how I'd want them to act. Like, I wouldn't want them to, you know, show me that they were so ill, and it plays on your mind.
Are there some players in the locker room, for want of a better word, who, you know, that's what they do?
If that's how they want to win, that's how they want to win. But it's, to me, I wouldn't ever want to do that to someone else. It's not fair. I feel like I should just play tennis, and if my tennis is better than them on that day, then it's better than them. If it's not, then it's not.
Does this make you think twice about Twitter and tweeting?
In a way, yeah, but at the same time, I feel like opinions matter, and I feel like just because, you know, I may not be as good as her in rankings, I may not have won as much as she has, I shouldn't, you know, suppress my feelings towards a match that I think a lot of people had the same feelings towards, and I was just probably the one that said it.
Would this create any friction going forwards? Not that you don't know Serena, but with other girls, with other Americans or anyone like that?
No. Even with Serena, I don't think she particularly cares. I mean, she's won 20 Grand Slams. I don't think she cares what one person says. So, I mean, it's great that she has so many fans backing her up, but at the same time, I don't feel like she needs backing up. I mean, her tennis does the talking. And if I say something or someone else says something that they feel about the match that she's playing or how she's acting or something like that, I don't think she really particularly cares.
Do you get a call from the LTA when she sends it to you like that?
No. I think I wasn't doing anything illegal. I don't feel like it was, you know, I don't feel like it's anything that they have that they can say or anything, so it's nothing to do with them.
Well, thanks for coming in. Thanks for being so honest. If you do play Serena on centre court, feign a headache, stomachache?
If I do that, then they have the right to have a go at me, but that won't happen. So.
All right, well, thanks so much, and thanks for being here at the Aegon Surfaces Trophy this week.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.